Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. U.S. Customs and Border Protection closing Eagle Pass International Bridge on the U.S.-Mexico border due to an influx of migrants. Rolando Salinas Jr., the mayor of Eagle Pass, Texas, has declared a state of emergency, seeking additional support to respond to those migrants, reaching 2,500 in number yesterday, absolutely overwhelming the city. In response to that ongoing crisis, an additional 800 active duty military personnel have been deployed to the border. The government giving out free COVID tests again.
Starting next week, Americans will have the opportunity to once again request complimentary COVID-19 home tests. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced on Wednesday that the government is reinitiating the program to offer the free tests. Beginning September 25th, households can place an order for up to 4 tests through covidtests.gov. I'm John Schaefer.
Today, Ukrainian President Zelensky is scheduled to visit Washington, D.C. He'll be holding meetings with President Biden at the White House, engage with lawmakers on Capitol Hill, and meet with military leaders at the Pentagon. The visit coincides with Congress's deliberations on President Biden's proposal to allocate over $20 billion in extra aid for Ukraine to support its efforts in the conflict with Russia. Stellantis laying off 68 employees effective immediately as a result of the continuing strike. They have said in a statement that the layoffs are temporary and are due to shortage constraints as they're running out of space to store parts. An additional 300 employees could be facing layoffs in the coming days. Ford and GM have already laid off some employees. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
If your main goal is weight loss, well, you may want to consider the time of day you're exercising. A new study says that you could help maximize your efforts by exercising between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. That time has been associated with having a lower waist circumference and body mass index than people who work out during midday or evening. Celebrity sightings not unusual in Vegas, but a street performance by U2 caught many by surprise. U2 turned a flatbed into a stage on Fremont Street in downtown Vegas and shot a video for their new song, Atomic City. Between takes, Bono sang a mostly a cappella version of I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. Elon Musk's controversial biotechnology startup Neuralink opened up recruitment for its first human clinical clinical trial on Tuesday. Neuralink set to begin offering brain implants to paralysis patients as part of the PRIME study. PRIME, short for Precise Robotically Implanted Brain Computer Interface. It's being carried out to evaluate both the safety and functionality of the implant. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us. Our next guest, what a story. I mean, the story's incredible. His background even more so when you appreciate that he's a recording artist, a Hollywood stunt pilot, aerial photographer, and multiple award-winning singer-songwriter. His new book, Life Lessons from 7 Miles High, The View That Captured My Heart, Jeff Sr., is going to be joining us. Is he with us now? Okay, Jeff.
I'm here.
Good morning. Hey, good to have
good
you
morning,
with us.
Bill Howard. Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Well, I'll tell you, what an incredible story. I mean, you're like nonstop. I mean, is like every day another new discovery for you, whether it's, you know, 7 miles high in the air, or some other breadth of experience that God has exposed to you. I mean, it seems like it never ends with you.
Well, I try to inspire people that we all have different gifts that God's given us, and
exactly.
I'm not very good at golf or basketball, so. But I did get the gift of aviation and music, and so I feel very blessed to get to do what I do and live two of my dreams.
Yeah. What's your favorite of the two?
Oh, that's a tough question. I probably even they go hand in hand. I never take for granted the fact that I get to jump in a jet and fly it at 45,000 feet or get in a helicopter and fly and see the earth, like nobody gets to usually, and then, or stand on a stage and perform and inspire people. My whole mission with all of this is really to inspire others to, live their dreams and find their gifts and do something great with their journey.
So what did you think of that Marine pilot that had to ditch that F-35? You probably haven't experienced that before. Thank God that's rare, because you're talking hundreds of millions of taxpayer funds.
Yeah.
That you're jettisoning yourself out of, not to mention the fact being shot out of the plane. What an experience, huh?
Yeah. Well, ejecting out of a fighter is a pretty traumatic experience for anybody that does it. I've never done it. I wasn't a military pilot. I'm a civilian pilot. Mm-hmm. I've been the photo chase pilot for many military operations, and if you talk to anybody that's ever ejected out of a plane, it's not a fun experience. And so I don't know really the details on the F-35. It's quite an impressive aircraft. And
yeah.
But I'm not quite sure exactly what happened. I don't know if they know yet, you know.
Well, it has an interesting background because this one was the stealth version. So not only, you know, it was hard to track because it was stealth and hard to find, you know, again. So I guess the good news is the stealth part of the plane worked very effectively. And so that's good.
Yeah, maybe some hunter out in the planes is going to stumble on it and go, what the heck is this? You
know? It's probably the same guy that noticed the balloon that China had flown overhead or something, you know.
Right, right. I had the honor of, I got to film the F-22 when Lockheed was building it years ago, and it was a YF, which is when it's kind of, it's an experimental stage, and so I chased it out of Edwards Air Force Base, and the technology in those aircraft are just amazing, and in fact, at the time, it was very kind of top secret. I had to have a clearance, and you know, I joke because even when we went to the restroom, they made me carry a little red rotating beacon in my hand, you know, that to kind of alert everybody around that I was a outsider, you know, in their facility. So,
I mean, they couldn't give you a propeller hat or something like that that just whizzed around? Yeah.
I would have loved to have worn something like that. That'd be fun.
Why not? Well, when you get a job like this and you're dealing with this kind of technology, Jeff, how do you plan for it? I mean, because this is kind of like a bit of an acrobatic performance that has to be, you know, programmed in such a way so you know, where to point the camera and what kind of maneuver they're going to be doing.
Yeah, so think of what I do. I call it a 300-mile-an-hour dolly in the sky, basically.
Wow.
So I fly it's a Learjet. It's an older vintage Lear, but it's very maneuverable. It's like a fighter. Bill Lear designed it originally as a fighter. And then it's got a periscope system through the belly and one through the roof. And then the operator in the back can pan that camera. It's a turret out the bottom of the plane, and it can pan 360 degrees. So my job as the pilot is to place. I'm like a dolly. I can create motion with the other aircraft by you know going in front of them or down the side, and we create these beautiful shots. And each shot is choreographed. It's briefed extensively. I mean, we sit on the ground for several hours. I mean, basically starting from startup to shutdown because the safety is so imperative. You know, we can't hit each other. Obviously, that's a no-no.
Yeah, that would think.
Yeah. So
stay in your own lane.
That's
preferred.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
No. So we brief it, and we're in full communication with each other. Any move I make on him, I'm going to say, here's what I'm going to do. We've already briefed it, but I review it. I'm going to go from your right side to your left. I'm going to cross over your front. Let me know when you're ready. Roger, I'm ready. So it's very, very carefully choreographed. And then they get that footage and then they can edit it together for a commercial or whatever they need to use it for.
Yeah. Share some of your, we got about a minute and a half of this segment, share one of your best experiences that you enjoyed while, you know, photographing these flights in the air like this.
Well, my greatest memories was, well, and I can go back to when I was in college, I wanted to learn to fly. And so I went to the recruiter, and I wear contact lenses, and so I wanted to be a fighter pilot, and they said, no, you can't be a fighter pilot. And I said, well, I'm gonna become a pilot. I'm gonna figure out how to do it, which I did. And fast forward to many years later, I met the right people, flew producers and movie stars around, got into Screen Actors Guild, and I ended up flying this camera system. And our big job, big break for us was when we filmed The Blue Angels.
Oh, wow.
And my, one of my fondest memories is sitting in the briefing room with the Blue Angels, just going, I can't believe I'm here. I'm this kid from Los Angeles that,
right,
that was told I'd never fly a fighter jet, and here I am talking to the boss of the Blue Angels, getting ready to go film them.
So how cool is that?
One of my greatest memories.
Unbelievable. Jeff Senior is our guest, and we're going to be talking more about his book, Life Lessons from 7 Miles High. We're coming on 15 minutes
silver
after.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
They are angels watching over me. They are angels watching over me. They are
his newly released song, his debut single from his latest recording, Angels Watching Over Me. I told you he does everything. Jeff Senior is with us. He's not only an author, obviously. He knows how to shred the guitar and to sing. So there's not much that he hasn't done. You're like a Forrest Gump. I mean, you know, what is there left to do, Jeff?
Well, like I said, I'm not very good at golf, so there's plenty of things I can improve on, trust me.
Yeah, but still, I mean, to be able to go out and, you know, fly a jet and, your photographic abilities, here you are, a multiple award-winning singer, songwriter. When do you get time?
Well, I actually tell people I like numbers, and I'll tell people there's 86,400 seconds in a day, mm-hmm. and no two of us get more or less time. We all get the same amount, and it's just how we utilize that time the best we can. You know, like every day is a gift. Every day we wake up and take another breath is a gift, and you know, I talk about pre-flighting. We pre-flight a plane. We get ready to fly. We prepare. And I encourage people to pre-flight their day. Prepare.
Exactly.
What are you going to do today? What are you going to accomplish? You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you think, Jeff, about today's kids, when so much of their time is wasted, I think it's the latest reports that they're spending about 10 hours in front of all these social media things, and you think, wow, you may get to that point in your life. You say, well, I really wasted a lot of time here. I had interviewed a CNN international anchor, and her mother had a great philosophy. She said that, you needed to split your day up into 3 8-hour segments, and she would tell the kids, look, at first 8 hours is determined. You're going to be asleep, so that's a given.
Mm-hmm.
The second eight is you're in school, okay? The third eight is what determines your destiny. It's what you deposit in those remaining 8 hours that's going to make or break you and be the difference between a well-lived life or a less-than-successful life. And her mother was a single mom, and all four of the kids that she raised on that philosophy had gone on. I mean, here it is, the daughter's very famous international anchor, TV news anchor. I think her brother was an Oscar-nominated actor, two other successful siblings in business. Have done all very well, and I think to your point is that it's what you put into those 86,400 seconds. You say seconds per day, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's what it's kind of like. And I talk at speaking events and things. I talk about how in aviation, like I said, we have to pre-flight. There's storms in our way. We have to know our destination. You know, where are we going? There'd be nothing worse than you get in an aircraft or an airliner, and halfway through your trip, they go, well, we got to stop for fuel because we didn't really know where we were going. So we didn't take enough fuel to get there, you know? And so so many people you see seem to have their life on autopilot. They're hoping it works out. They put it on autopilot and fly off into the sunset and hope it works out. Well, you take control. You're the commander of your ship, and you take control of it, and you set your destiny where you want to go. And that's why so many people you see are like, wow, why are they so successful? Well, they worked hard to get there, and many times they failed along the way. And that's something I think that's an important message to teach our youth, our children, failure is a part of life. So don't worry about it. Pick yourself up and move on.
Right.
And,
you see, I think that's part of the big lie and the delusion that social media presents, because you see all these people seemingly who are successful, but you don't know the whole story. You're just capturing, glimpses, little snapshots of time in their life when they may be all that in a bag of chips. But you don't realize the rest of their life when they're out of chips, or all the chips are all crushed up. Not a whole lot of fun. But, so it gives people, especially young people, this false impression that everything is roses and rainbows and unicorns, huh?
Right, right. Well, you look at, you know, I joke, like, social media a lot of times is like, oh, today I climbed Mount Everest. Tomorrow I'm going to dive to the bottom of the Pacific Ocean, and look how great that my life is. And, you know, so it's that people read that and go, oh, my gosh, I'm a loser.
Yes.
You know, yeah. And so, you're right, because all those people, and in my book I talk about a lot of the movie stars and famous people I've flown around, and how you realize after a while they're just people, they're just regular people, they're no different than us, and they have the same feelings and emotions and losses and hurdles in life that we do. And that was a valuable lesson to me, you know, when I was younger, flying around a lot of those kind of people.
Well, and the other thing you point out too, Jeff, is that it's still about merit. I mean, you don't all of a sudden just decide you're going to get, you know, behind the controls of an airplane. I mean, it takes a lot of work and commitment and education before you get there. Being a photographer, the same thing, you know, a singer-songwriter. It's all, you know, it's the result of many years and hours, seconds, you know, if you want to break it down to that, that are invested to make the big difference. It's kind of like the story of, you know, Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant realized at an early age, you know, he wanted to be, he was determined. There was no doubt about it, he wanted to be the best basketball player ever. And in order to do that, he knew that he had to out-practice and put in more hours than anybody else. And on an average, he'd spend 4 or 5 hours a day learning basketball and shooting hoops and doing that. When the rest of the kids, you know, they might spend an hour and they would take off, and, you know, his other, you know, peers, they didn't have the dedication and commitment. And this is, you know, what made... I believe, in part, what made Kobe Bryant so extraordinary. And you, like in your experience, I mean, this just all didn't fall into your lap, and all of a sudden you find yourself, you know, on a jet plane and, you know, and doing all this great photography work and, you know, and writing songs and, you know, playing music.
Well, they say, if you've probably heard the 10,000-hour rule, which I believe, you know, the average, I think it was a book written on it where, you know, they said the average, they studied famous or successful people, and you figured out that on the average, it takes about 10,000 hours of doing something to become really good at it. Mm-hmm. And so you're right, you know, aviation, music, basketball, whatever. And I think each of us have different gifts that were given, that, you know, like I could want to play basketball like Kobe Bryant, you know, my whole life. It's probably not going to happen. I'm 5'7".
Yeah, you're like me. If I'd have been anywhere close to 6 foot, I'd be trying, you know, for the NBA, no doubt about it. But, you know, there's only so many 10,000 hours available. That's why you can't play golf, because you don't have another 10,000 hours in which to practice, right?
That's true. Absolutely.
I get it.
Good point.
Hey, we got to wrap things up, Jeff. I look forward to having you back, because we got to continue this conversation. This is great stuff.
Oh, Bill, I'd be honored. Thank you.
Yeah, life lessons from 7 miles high, the view that captured my heart. 30 seconds. I'm going to let you sum it up and take us home. Go ahead.
Well, it's my honor to be here, and thank you for having me. Jeff Senior, the book is on Amazon. Just look up Jeff Senior, S-E-N-O-U-R. You can go on Facebook, all the social media, and just ctsmusic.com, and, you know, write me, text me, do whatever. We love our fans out there, and just keep in touch. And
you got it.
Go.
Thank you, Jeff.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. U.S. Customs and Border Protection closing Eagle Pass International Bridge on the U.S.-Mexico border due to an influx of migrants. The government giving out free COVID tests again.
Starting next week, Americans will have the opportunity to once again request complimentary COVID-19 home tests. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced on Wednesday that the government is reinitiating the program to offer the free tests. Beginning September 25th, households can place an order for up to four tests through COVIDtests.gov.
Today, Ukrainian President Zelensky is scheduled to visit Washington, D.C., holding meetings with President Biden, engaging lawmakers on Capitol Hill, and meeting with military leaders at the Pentagon. Stellantis is laying off 68 employees, effective immediately as a result of the continuing strike. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tune in to Bill Martinez
Live. We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. And we're going to check out America's Money Answers Man on his birthday day. Jordan Goodman joins us now, the nationally recognized expert on personal finance. What is going on here? China is, some regard, we talked about this last time, Jordan, that we can be thankful that China's economy is not blustering. And maybe this may be holding back a bit of their aggressiveness right now.
Doesn't seem so, Bill. It's interesting because as their domestic economy is imploding, they're becoming more aggressive internationally. They put planes and ships around Taiwan all the time in the South China Sea, and they're supporting North Korea. They're being very aggressive internationally, but domestically, they're really in trouble. Their real estate market has been their core of their growth, and over 50 real estate developers have gone bankrupt in the last year, including the two biggest ones, Evergrande and Country Garden, and they're literally leaving behind huge so-called ghost city, literally.
Yeah.
Wow. There's one state in Malaysia that cost $100 billion. It's got like 50-story buildings, and they're all empty and will never be occupied, being left behind. This is not good for the economy when you put all this money
And it's probably not good for anybody that's allying with China right now, because they're seeing this. I mean, it's hardly being reported here in the United States, but real time, people are saying, okay, things probably have tightened up a little bit. And, like anything geopolitically, you can smell blood when it's in the water, can't you?
Well, yeah, it was interesting at the G20 meeting that just happened, Biden, that he does not want to contain China. That was his exact word. And that, I think, is taken by China as weakness, basically, on our part.
Yeah.
And, again, they've been very aggressive militarily and politically around the world. So it, I think it's almost related. The weaker they get domestically, the more they want to project power internationally, maybe to distract their people from all the woes they're going through. If you had just bought an apartment bill in a building that was going to be completed, you've lost the life savings and you're not a happy camper.
Well, no, you think?
Yeah.
No, that's an absolute disaster. And as you said, the G20 didn't fare too well, you know, for Joe Biden. I mean, he didn't fall off the stage, thank God. But, you know, it wasn't very impressive, the way he represented the country. And then he comes back home. Oh, well, before he comes back home, he's got to stop in Vietnam, has a little bit of a presser, and he doesn't want to talk to everybody. I think he only answered about five questions. And then he, you know, for 9/11, gets back, you know, to the country, lands in Alaska, and, you know, starts off his speech with a joke. Wow. How would you like to be, you know, handling Joe Biden right now?
I think they want to hide
it would require medication, I think, for me. I need lots of medication.
But, I mean, it's on the world stage. We are needed now. We really are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Very aggressive. Obviously, Russia's being very aggressive, although they're losing in Ukraine. North Korea is being aggressive. They're going to be giving arms to Russia now. It's normally the other way around, but Russia needs North Korea's arms. Iran is being very aggressive here. Mm-hmm. So we need to be stand up for the democracies against these totalitarian states.
Exactly.
And well, Syria.
Yeah, Jordan, it's like everybody's running out of bullets except the IRS.
Yes, they'll have 87,000 more agents to harass everybody.
Yeah, exactly. I know it's fine. You get guns, but you don't get ammo. You got to go buy your own ammo. You know, kind of like the teachers in New York. You know, we got all these illegals that are coming in and occupying your classroom. And hey, look at they're illegal migrants. You can't expect them to come in with number two Ticonderoga pencils and a workbook. So you got to go to the store and go buy some for them, right?
Yeah, oh, it's overwhelming the schools. There's over 100,000. Illegal immigrants that have come into New York, and they're just overwhelming the schools. And it's happening in Philadelphia and Chicago and Los Angeles and other places as well. It's just overwhelming the system. It's ridiculous. It really is.
Well, you know, and the thing is, and you don't want to be mean-spirited, Jordan. I mean, they brought this upon themselves. They declared themselves the sanctuary cities, but little did they know what that would actually mean when people took them for their word and started coming and looking for residency and looking for, you know, Obamacare and all the freebies that the Democrats said that we're willing to give them, right?
Well, that's right. They say they were sanctuary city, and then when they everybody wanted sanctuary, they said, we can't handle it. We need money from the federal government to handle all this. It's just a complete mess. But Bill, I wanted to mention something happening on the international stage, which really has not been noticed, which is the so-called BRICS countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, had a meeting recently where they basically said they want to de-dollarize the world economy. They want to create a new BRICS currency that will be a 55-to-1 ratio to the U.S. dollar. At that meeting in Johannesburg, they also added seven new countries, including Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Argentina, and some others as well. And they want to start trading in the BRICS currency instead of the U.S. dollar. This is a major threat to the U.S. because if that were to happen, the dollar is no longer the world reserve currency. This means massive inflation in the U.S. Anything we import from China, from India, from Argentina, from Saudi Arabia is going to be at a much higher price if it's denominated in the BRICS currency. This is not that much at all, but this is a major problem. We have been ruling the roost since the end of World War II with the dollar as the world currency, and it has protected us against price increases and has made inflation lower than it would have been otherwise. That is, they're trying to change that. Now, it's not going to happen instantly, but they're clearly going that direction. I think other countries will join the BRICS as well. And this is, again,
what is that saying, Jordan? I don't think it's necessarily just out of meanness or they're fed up with America. I think they've just lost faith in America's standing.
I think that's part of it. And it hurts them when everything is denominated in dollars. And, you know, it hurts Brazil and Russia and China and these places. They want to have their own currency, basically. And it's backed by gold, by the way, which ours is not. The dollar went up to gold 71. They would come up with a better currency than the U.S. dollar. And this is a threat that you don't see a lot of publicity about, and certainly Biden's not doing anything about it.
Well, and the deal is, this is the danger that people need to realize, that this is in the offing. You know, if you have another... let's just say if you have another Democrat in the White House, that will continue to move forward, and then we're going to get beyond the tipping point where it's irrecoverable, right?
Well, I think that's certainly happening. If they implement what they just talked about at their meeting in Johannesburg, you're going to have world economic currency, and the dollar will no longer be preeminent, and that is a major threat to us, to our manufacturers. The prices that Americans pay for things, and the center of gravity will be leaving the United States to this new entity with many of the largest countries. I mean, those countries have about half the world's population, between China and India and Brazil and South Africa and Russia. I mean, these are major countries, Saudi Arabia. I mean, these are powerful, rich countries that are trying to get off the dollar standard. And I think it's a major threat that has not gotten enough.
I agree wholeheartedly. You and I have been talking about that. You know, it seems like this, the entirety of this year, at least anyway, that this has been in the offing. And, you know, and I'm just only praying that we have enough time to where we could reverse course. Because I would say this, Jordan, I would think that strategically, if America once again returned to energy independence and became an exporter of natural gas like we were heading to, then I think that gives us some leverage. And we might be able to, you know, stop that momentum. Because like you said, this is going to take time. This isn't going to happen overnight. And they're going to have to go through a learning curve, and they're going to have to go through some pain and suffering. And that's going to, you know, give America an opportunity to get its hooks back in this area and control it. Otherwise, you're exactly right. I mean, you know, the danger that, you know, could prevail is much more than we can imagine.
And we're going the opposite direction. President Biden just took pretty much all of the Alaskan oil potential off the, instead of not drilling. Just a very, very small area is left.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there until next time. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. How can they be in touch with you, Jordan?
Jordan at moneyanswers.com is my email. Always glad to help your listeners, Bill.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is Dr. Ted Baer, the CEO of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, how are you?
Well, I'm doing well on this wonderful day of the week, which sometimes I say is Wednesday and you say is Thursday, so I'm not going to argue with you.
Okay, well, hey, whatever it is in your world, it can be. I don't have a problem with that. I'm flexible. Why not, huh?
Okay, I'm not going to go there.
Okay, we'll let it go. We'll leave that as it may. But let's talk movies here. How about the Mighty Movie, Paw Patrol?
It is a surprisingly wonderful, clean, wholesome, terrific movie that my daughter and son-in-law and granddaughters went to see. And actually, it's clean. I mean, that's the good news about it. And then another one of our people saw it. So it's just... It's probably going to become one of our winners, and I hope it does extremely well. Ooh. It's actually a prequel to the previous Paw Patrol, which did very well at the box office, and the prequel talks about these pups who are trying to protect the little community. But a meteor lands, and there's crystals in the meteor, and the crystals give each one of them a superpower, except there's some criminals who want to get the crystals and, of course, get the superpowers and take over the universe. So even though the plot sounds like you've heard it before and been there, done that, it is unique and it's wonderful and it's beautifully made and it's an exciting adventure. It's got strong morals, you know. It develops love and courage and doing the right things and learning to love one another. And you couldn't ask for anything more because there's no foul language in it. This is great.
Yeah, because the puppies don't know how to cuss. They don't cuss.
Ah! Well, they do in some movies, and I'm not going to say the names of those movies.
Okay, well, we'll let them.
This one.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that is so cool because, you know, who doesn't love dogs and something like this is just way precious, and this is great. I'm looking forward, to seeing this myself. You've got me excited because I love dogs at any level. A little sidebar here. Phil Robertson is releasing a movie called The Blind, which is a very raw. I don't know if you've had a chance to screen it yet, but
I've screened it a long time ago.
Okay, it's very truthful and raw. Yeah,
it doesn't follow traditional movie making. It's more of his testimony.
Yes,
it starts off in a duck blind. He's talking to his friend, His friend asked him how he became a Christian. He tells you how he becomes a Christian. You know, I mean, if you want to watch somebody's testimony, the trouble with the movie is it's so down for so often that it doesn't give you any relief. You know, as Walt Disney said, for every tear you have to have a laugh. I think whoever wrote this movie decided that for every tear you had to have another tear, which turned drama into melodrama and didn't follow any of the rules of filmmaking. And I hope it does well. I like Phil. They family has been friends of mine for a long time, so I do like I like them. But they should have gotten somebody who knew how to write a film to write the movie.
Right. Well, it'll be coming out next week, and you can be the judge of the Phil Robertson family story called The Blind. Let's talk about Surprise by
Ocker. The person who wrote it was blind. That's why they called it that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about Surprised by Oxford.
I know you probably liked it because you like Phil Robertson. I like Phil Robertson.
Well, I do. I like Phil. It was such a brutally honest movie. And I was talking with Willie the other day, he and Corey, and I just said, wow, are you guys okay with this? I mean, because I don't know what it is, about people wanting to tell, stories about their lives that are, just so brutally honest. And it's
Bill, I teach filmmaking. Mm-hmm. We have one guy I talked to yesterday who spent 17 years trying to make a movie about Murph the Surf. He came to take the class. He rewrote the script. Ron Howard gave him a two-picture deal. The first picture came out on MGM Plus in January. It was the biggest movie they've ever had. You have to orchestrate your movie. If you just have the violins all the time, it becomes monochromatic. If
exactly.
you just have the drums all the time, it becomes... So what they did is they produced melodrama without even the correct structure to produce Jeopardy. There's no Jeopardy in the movie. It's just him going downhill all the time. Yes, it's brutal, and you can have a lot of brutal movies, but at least the people who write good movies understand that you have to have a little orchestration.
Yeah. No, I was the same way. When I was running radio stations and programming the music, you had to have that, that up and down. It couldn't be just like that 4-4 disco beat. That's the thing that drove me nuts when disco came into play. You got 12 minutes of that 4-4 disco. I mean, by the end of it, you're looking for, a butter knife to slice your wrist with, That's just me because I'm not all that violent. Okay, let's talk about Surprised by Oxford. Were you surprised?
Well, yes, it's a very good movie, and it's done by Ken Carpenter. You probably know Ken Carpenter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Christian movies for 30 years, and this is an excellent Christian movie. It's an excellent movie, which happens to be Christian. It's about a young lady whose father goes to prison, and so she's sort of immersed herself in books to cover up all her pain and suffering. We all know that anything that happened to us as a child creates pain and suffering. My mother died when I was young. That sent me off to a spiral, and I wasn't a Christian. So this girl is not a Christian, but she is so in love with books that she gets a scholarship to Oxford University in England. Now, Ken, I got to explain to him, because I went to Cambridge, you applied to the specific college, but don't worry about it. Just because, you see, in America, you apply to Harvard, but in Cambridge, I went to King's College. So you got to apply to the specific college. But anyway, so she goes to Oxford, and she meets a guy who's a senior. You don't really have seniors over there, but that's okay. And he's attractive. She falls in love with him, but he's a Christian, and he believes in chastity. Heaven forbid.
Oh, Lord, yeah, exactly, yeah.
So she has to confront what he believes, and he tells her to read C.S. Lewis's book, Surprised by Joy. And it's absolutely, that's a great book. So she's surprised by going to Oxford. I won't tell you the rest of the story, but you can guess it's very well done, very well plotted, and it deserves a lot of support.
Well, excellent. Well, here it is. We just past weekend celebrated Constitution Day on the 17th, and we get to talk about Gettysburg.
celebrating the 30th anniversary with a weekend-long festival, huh?
Well, I talked to my friend Ron Maxwell, who was the director of Gettysburg and wrote the script, and just a brilliant guy, and many of the actors and things were friends of mine. I'm in a scene in Gods and Generals, so don't look at that, because you don't want to see me in a scene in Gods and Generals. But and my sons were in a scene, so you know when you're making. But this is a magnificent movie, and then what Ron did, and they're having a big 30th anniversary. They're inviting all the actors in. Ted Turner funded the movie. It did very well at the box office. Surprisingly, Jane Fonda, who was at Vassar when my sister was at Vassar, was in one of her good moods. So the movie is excellent, and I'm glad they're.
You sound like Ted Turner when she was in one of her good moods. That's what Ted would say.
Yeah, well, she was one of her good news, because we talked about my sister and everything. So the movie was excellent. They're going to have a couple of days of just featuring the movie, going to the locations. Anybody near Gettysburg, well, I don't know, nobody listening to your show may be near Gettysburg, but if you know anybody.
What do you mean? We've got listeners all over the world. I mean,
well,
you
tell
know.
Them to go to Gettysburg for this.
Oh, you tell them. You're telling them right there. This is great.
Anniversary.
Yeah. Well, how much fun is that? That's great. Are they going to have, like, Union soldiers do all that usual thing that they do?
Yes, reenacting all of that good stuff that happens, and, you know.
See, one of my dear friends, who's an ardent listener of this show, he did, for many years, he was involved in those reenactments.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of good friends, because I wrote the book that went on to Gods and Generals called Faith in Gods and Generals. And, of course, the faith element in Gods and Generals, and I'm trying to remember the figures, so don't hold me to this. I think about 600,000 Union soldiers came to Christ, and about 500,000 Confederate soldiers came to Christ. There was a tremendous revival during the Civil War. So whatever we want to complain about the Civil War, revival came, people came to Christ, and actually, as you know, and I know, that when the war ended, and Robert E. Lee told everybody to, you know, just be at peace. They were peaceful. The surrender at Appomattox was peaceful, which was, I think, one of the few times that's ever happened in history. And it's a wonderful story.
Yeah, when you think about it, I mean, it took a lot of faith, I believe, in leadership and wisdom to say, look, we're not going to put our boot on their throats. These are our fellow citizens. We're going to let them go home with dignity and give them back their weapons. I thought that that was remarkable, right?
Yep, it was remarkable.
Well, it had to be one of those, you know, God things for sure, no doubt about it, because only God would come up with such an idea, and I'm sure that that wasn't when it was first introduced, said this is what we're going to do. I'm sure there was a little bit of controversy over that, but hey, you know, that's what we do as Americans. We get to be controversial, right? Well, we got to leave it there, because I know you have to go, and I appreciate your time. Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, has been with us, as he is most weeks, and we always respect his time and insight and his brilliant reviews that he shares with us on a weekly basis. Thank you, Dr. Ted. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to